Check, check, 1, 2.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. Oh, this is your stereo check for today. Are you getting that one, Jano?
Yeah, just right side.
Ooh, nice drums.
That's not, that's me on drums. I just learned. Yeah. Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. Welcome back. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hello, Jason.
If I could have an instant superpower.
Instant superpower, go.
Drums. I want to play the drum.
That'd be cool.
I would be singing.
Yeah. Anyway.
See, I can sing, but
that's
I
what my brother keeps telling me. You can sing for real, though.
I can sing for real if I'm singing with someone else. Turn it up. Turn it up. I'll show you. I'll show
you. You have to know the words. You be the judge, you got bullets. I got the time.
No,
really
you're right.
Singing.
You're right.
Oh, he's not singing it. He's just talking.
You're right, you can.
I think that, based on this song, I think that he listened to a little bit of G-Love Special Sauce when he was...
You know, you say that about everything you hear that has some beat. You say, I'm sure that's G-Love and Special Sauce influenced. Don't
only
you?
The stuff that sounds like G-Love and Special Sauce.
What year was that?
What year was I listening to
G-Love
it?
G-Love and Special Sauce.
95, 96.
Okay, this might be G-Love and Influence.
When did this start?
This is from Lonely Land, so 96, 97, I think. You're right.
Really?
I think so.
I didn't know he's been in the games.
Bobby?
It's 96, 97.
Sure. Heck yeah. I got the bullets.
It's such good drums. I love it.
I got my driver.
That's all I hear.
Did you guys start already?
We started, Frank. You said you were going to the bathroom.
That's what I was doing. What do you think was going on? It's one of those kinds of days where it's just...
Oh, Frank, you have no
not
idea.
Finishing up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be clean for you.
Frank Caliendo joins
this
us this
stuff
week.
You normally hear from me, right?
On the podcast.
No.
Explain to me why you're prettier. Than I remember you. Is that wrong to say? Like every time I see you, I'm like, man, I remember her. She's prettier.
I think that, you know what? To be honest, if you looked at me in high school, you'd be like, oh, she's awful. I think with age, I've just matured into my
really?
Look. Yeah. Thank you. That's a very nice thing
I
to say.
I try to be nice. Didn't come out exactly the way I wanted
she's
it
She's doing
to.
Some weird stuff with her hair, though. Not weird
I would,
stuff.
I would rather you say that than you go, you used to be a lot prettier. So,
well, but who would say that?
I would say
I think
that.
Frank would say that.
I would say it if I felt it.
What about me? How do I look?
Awful.
I know. I feel
I look
awful.
At, yeah, I look and I just go,
what the hell?
There's problems.
Big, big problems.
So what have you guys done so far?
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Like guests and stuff?
No. I mean, while I was in the bathroom.
We were talking about Bob Schneider and G-Love and Special Sauce. And
you're not a music guy.
You don't like the music.
I don't know much. That's I mean, okay. I don't know what that is. And I just never... I mean, I liked weird 80s music for some reason.
Like?
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Come On, Eileen, which I think I still maintain was popular because some people thought there was someone ejaculating on a woman named Eileen.
Listen, you're not being serious.
Come On, Eileen, of course.
No, he doesn't say Come On, Eileen.
Come On, Eileen.
Come On, Eileen, yeah.
Like,
well,
come
it starts
on.
Out with
like, come on.
Poor old Johnny Ray. He sounded sad
no.
upon the radio.
No,
he moved a million hearts in mono.
Kurai. Kurai, yeah.
Tura, tura, tura. Tura, yeah.
My God, that's beautiful.
Just like a father.
I didn't know you did. You are Mr. Impression, so you do Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Kevin Rowland, that was the lead singer.
Do you know an interesting story about that? He fired everyone.
That video. Did you
after
you
the
watched
video.
Pop-up video.
I watched pop-up video.
That's where that
You're
information
exactly right.
from.
He, Stop pointing at each other.
He went. If we didn't point at each other, we'd never get anything done. Fired everyone.
Yep.
In the band right after they did that video.
And took their overalls.
And and then washed them and dried them too long and they all shrunk up and there was no more band after that video.
Really?
That's why there's no Dexy's Midnight Runners 2.
Or Come On, Eileen 2.
The original title of that was Come In, Eileen. Is this too dirty? You don't work dirty, do you, Frank? Why is that?
Let's see what happens today. I gotta be honest with you.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I got a lot on my plate.
I was going to ask you. That was going to be my first question.
I flew in late last night. First I know of you all, did. I get in at 1. I'm not to sleep until after 2.
Yeah.
And then I get up for the radio. You don't know what that's like. And I wasn't falling asleep either. I mean, no? I finally fell asleep around 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And then I just kept looking at my phone like, can you do something about this? Is there an app that could help me get back to sleep? And there wasn't.
There's a brainwave app that you listen to these sounds and it helps.
Is there
you
really?
There is, yeah.
It's
It'll
the
scare
sound.
The shit out of you because then you start thinking you hear like voices in the app. Makes me so nervous.
That sounds like whales.
Yeah, it's a whale. No, maybe.
Some natural.
Or sloth from the Goonies.
Hey, you guys! That's her one of her favorite movies, the Goonies.
It should be everybody's.
Yeah.
What do you mean, should be everybody's
like
favorite
top
movie,
10.
The Goonies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I the guy who did on the first show I was ever on called Hype, we called it Tripe. he was the guy who designed that makeup for Sloth.
That wasn't really his face.
No, it was Lyle Alzado or one of those guys. It wasn't Lyle Alzado.
What about Chunk? Who's Chunk? Is that the chunky guy? Chunky kid?
Yeah. I think that people get their names mixed up a lot.
No, but Lyle Alzado and who's the guy who was... look it up. Somebody got an IMDb?
What's her phone?
My phone's in my pocket. That's too far.
That's too far to work. That's too far.
What about The Mask? Did he do that guy's makeup too?
The Mask?
That's Eric Stoltz.
Rocky Dennis?
Is that who that is?
That's a real guy.
I don't know.
Cher was in that.
Who did her mask?
You mean now?
She does wigs.
Oh, that's true. Wigs.
And assless pants.
Does she really?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. With the Navy. Video was it? Turn Back Time?
If you believe in love. What is it?
If you believe in love after love.
No, that was the disco thing.
That's not on the ship. If I could turn back time.
I got you, babe. Was that the one she did with?
So, Frank, do you think you're too busy? Is that what you think? That's what I think. Every time I see you, you're always stretched
pretty
thin.
Well, I always fly in. Well, I mean, I know. The other thing is I have kids. They
require
want
things.
Me to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a, you know.
You're just one man. Are they in soccer? Are they in baseball? Are they in?
Nah, they don't do anything.
What else do they do there in Arizona?
I'm trying to figure this out. They don't really do
cactus
much.
Cactus collection? Is that what they do?
Yeah, my daughter is like in gymnastics.
No kidding.
So, yeah. And my son likes basketball, but he's a Caliendo, so...
What does that mean?
Possibility of 5'7"
height.
You know, although they say he's going to be taller, they think he's going to be over 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's already wearing size 6 shoes.
How old is he?
8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like Shaq.
Yeah, that's pretty...
a pretty big man.
Oh, it's very good.
Thank you.
Wow, man. Gosh, I think back all the stuff I say about you lacking talent.
Did you find it yet?
What do you want to know?
Who was...
what are we looking up?
There
the
were
Goonies?
11 people
Chunk
in the makeup
was Jeff
department.
Cohen.
Not Chunk.
No.
Sloth.
Sloth is the guy...
Alice Berman Jr. did the makeup.
John
Mahaffey? No.
John Matuzak.
Matuzak. There you
Matuzak.
Go.
I was going to say Alzado. It's Matuzak.
John Matuzak was...
Oh, I thought we were looking up who did the makeup.
No, Berman, yeah.
Oh, Thomas Berman. Yeah.
Tom Berman, the Berman.
Isn't that Chris Berman's brother,
right? Yeah, we have it's a thing we've passed down in art in the family. We all do.
Yeah, one of his kids or somebody did it too. Barry?
Barry's his wife.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but his son does Grimm.
Oh, okay.
On NBC. So, yeah, they're good makeup people, man.
How do you relax? Do you ever relax?
I do makeup on myself in a mirror. A
little bit of lipstick.
A lot of lipstick.
Not
always
lipstick.
On the lips either.
There we go. Oh, boy.
Draw pictures on my face.
Okay.
That's a pretty girl.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.
I'll do it.
You read?
I know.
Watch TV?
I honestly couldn't tell you what I really do anymore. I go, when I'm traveling, I'm sitting in a hotel, and it's all of a sudden... 3 hours later, I couldn't tell you what's at Words with Friends. I can't believe it's that much. I mean, I don't know. I don't even turn a TV on most of the time when
it
I'm in a hotel.
It sounds like a disorder to me. I don't know what it would be called, but you don't seem right.
You're
right now?
Right now.
Right now. I know.
Every time I see him.
I'm looking at his eyes, but I feel like he's about to cry. Would you cry right now?
I'll do it. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm wearing.
Are we
going to
have another episode where we cry? Well, I'm tired of those.
Have you had one?
We've had a couple.
We had a couple.
We just had one.
Mark Maron.
Oh, man. He's so good, but so makes you want to cry.
Yeah, he sure does. And cuss.
Was successful. Yeah.
Apologize and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is, but. I can't remember what we're talking about.
You were going to cry?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm very tired right now.
When's the last time you cried?
On the way in. In between the Bob and Tom show and doing the podcast.
That's usually when Chick cries.
That's usually when I cry. Well, no, let's see. Last time I cried, well, Saturday, I guess, would have been when we did the podcast with Mary.
Can it be a positive
cry? Oh, absolutely.
Cry?
Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite kind.
Sunday, because my son did a First Communion confirmation thing. And he did a reading.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was just weeping like a baby.
Was it curious? What the reading, Curious George goes to?
No, something about God.
I don't know. Oh, that kind of confirmation.
Yeah. I've got one of those in 2 weeks.
You're being confirmed?
No, my son is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I thought that would be a little late for you.
I did RCIA, so I wasn't confirmed until an adult.
I don't know what that means.
When you're not cradle Catholic. Oh. I made the decision in my early 20s.
Oh, that's a weird thing to do.
I hear that a lot from people who are raised Catholic.
Nobody joins the Catholic Church late.
I did.
Wow. Somebody does. There's one.
There you go.
Do you go to church all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Every week?
Mm-hmm.
Every day?
Mm-mm. I just put my vitamins in my mouth.
She's taking her vitamins now.
Why would you wait till I ask you questions? I mean...
Sorry. No, yeah. I go to church once. I go on Sundays, Saturday nights sometimes.
Wow. Chick?
Me? Church?
Yeah.
Methodist when I was a kid, so we could play softball on the softball team. That's just about it. I hate saying this, but it's the old Daniel Tosh joke. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I mean,
Right.
That's pray a lot. I pray a lot now.
Say, yeah.
So you're.
I've run out of friends. So I play. God and I. He's my friend. So
you're.
I should play God as my friend.
I think you should. You're a softball Methodist. I like that.
A little bit. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Not so much, you know, anymore. But. So what? You're Catholic.
I'm supposed to be.
Supposed to be. Yeah.
My kids more. I was never confirmed. So.
I'm going to confirm.
It's still out there that I might not be. Mm. I don't know. I'm spiritual. I'm not. How's that going?
Not really.
What did Tosh say?
I am spiritual.
No, but the kids do.
Thanks for helping, Bill.
They get in your life, it's when
kids,
you give
kids are too busy.
They do. You don't. I don't know what happens. I have a couple kids. Jess has a couple kids, and your day's gone. And you go, what did I do? I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I don't.
Weekends just fly by. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Serving them is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they ask mm-hmm. for and mm-hmm. want and cry about. Then they eventually get somehow.
Well, that's good though, right?
Yeah, my wife's the same way. She yells at, cries at me.
That's not true.
That is true. My wife does this thing, and I find that a lot of people do it. I will get people that they just ask you the same thing over. You keep saying no, mm-hmm. but they'll ask you this. Can you do this? No. Mm-hmm. Then they'll come back a week later. Hey, is there any chance you could do this?
No.
No. And they'll come back. Can you do? What are we trying to? You know, I don't want to do it. You're just asking the question with a little bit different phrasing. So, mm-hmm. you should die. Is that too much? Did I go Mark Maron?
No, I understand. I assume that you get that a lot.
I'm not even talking about people like asking for money.
No, I'm talking about people asking you friendship. To maybe do jobs or different things or voices or something
no,
that you
I
don't
mean,
want to do.
Just like
time.
Family
it's time,
members
right?
and
it's
stuff
time.
That'll be like even agents or something. They'll ask the same thing. You want to do this gig? No. Do you want? Then a week later they'll come back. Hey, this gig pays pretty well. Do you want to do it? No. The guy whines about. You know, ticket sales until it's the last second. Sometimes tickets just sell at the last second. I don't mm-hmm. want. Well, I don't want that. I don't want to deal with that. It's just stress. And then what? Are you going to do the gig in the day, and the guy either loses money or he asks for money back.
But don't they always come up with a number where you have to go? Oh God, now I have to consider it.
There's a lot. I can be bought.
Yeah.
I've been bought many.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm here.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of Milky Ways from the green room.
I think Larry David said, I'd rather write you a check for something than give you my time. Like, some, they wanted him to do some charity benefit.
But he's got so much. I have good. Yeah, I've got a lot of money. You know, I've done pretty well. But
you're still not.
I have a wife. So that, a lot of it just gets spent on things I don't. That's another thing I don't understand. My wife has this theory where, I don't know if it's a theory or if it's a law.
sounds like a law if you're thinking it's a law.
She only remembers the thing she spent the most money on.
Oh, yeah.
So if she spent $500, $40, $450, $385.
But it's always rounded down.
No. The only thing she remembers is the $500. I spent $500. I only spent $500. No, you got to add everything up. it's not, you know, greatest.
That's all I spent was
$500. Greater than less than. Yeah, that's what she'll say. And then I'll get a credit card bill. And I'm like, that's $500. And like what you did say there is right. You know, she'll round down from $599. Where else does that work? $599 rounded down to $500. Only in lady mass.
Dames, huh? Broads.
Chicks.
Always.
Always.
I said that to a guy named Chick.
Yeah, you sure did.
What is it? What?
Yeah, go.
What? Is your, do you say your ever, what's your real name? Are you like, is
Charles?
Your real name?
Charles is my real name.
Oh, I thought like Chickalus or something.
I've been called Chicky. I've been called Chickarino.
Peep, because the chicks.
Chickalodian was my name.
Chickalodian, that's awful.
Been called that?
Who did that? Some, probably a family member.
Some guy way long time ago.
Put another chicklin in the Chickalodian.
I think we've got an act.
I think it's past its. I think it's going to become one of Tom's favorites.
I can't get over the visual of Frank opening up the credit card bill every month. And
you don't do that, do you?
I don't look at it anymore.
No, you just send it to the guy, right?
I
and
just,
the guy.
I get it. Just get. No, I just. I, no, I don't. I don't. No, I just. She pays it because I get too mad. I start.
You're getting mad right now.
I start. I'm furious. This microphone is. I don't know what it is because I will look at it and she say, what do you want to put a cap on me? Do you want to stop me? Yes. Why? Like we put on like governors. Like you can only spend, let's say $3,000. She doubles it. I'm like, how can you, what, why, what are you buying?
You know, this isn't the first time that, it's the first time we've done this on the podcast, but it's not the first time that you and I have had this discussion about how much money your wife spends. You realize that, right?
No, why didn't we do that before?
Well, whenever we're backstage, you seem to talk about it. We were at a show in Cleveland, you were talking about it.
She does spend a lot of money.
I remember him talking about purses when
remember?
We were in Cleveland.
Remember? Yeah.
Oh,
right?
That's right. She bought that $22 million purse.
Yeah.
Nothing like taking out a mortgage on a purse.
Yeah.
When but it's a swell purse.
She had a, like a, I don't know, it wasn't Gucci, but it was like Louis Vuitton baby bag or something like that.
Oh, my
stupidest
God.
Stupidest thing I've ever seen.
It's made out of babies? That's horrible.
That's like a $10,000 purse.
That better not have been. That better be a knockoff. That's not, I didn't hear $10,000. I almost went grew down there. That better not be 10 grand, man. Tell you what, the only grand I want to see is on the front of a candy bar.
How do you get your face to do that? No, I know the voice and stuff. You impersonate the voice.
I visualize it. It's weird.
We talked about this, the triangle, and there's only like the three
pizza
things.
Slice.
The pizza slice.
All comes back to pizza.
Because you can look like George Bush Jr. or whatever the hell his name is. And you can look like
W. That's W.
Do you stand in front of the mirror and do that? Do you look at yourself?
I used to. Now I can just kind of guess.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
You're just mailing it in. Is that what you're doing? No, because you're
it's
Robin.
It's not even mailed in. I just leave it out and hope somebody picks it up and brings it to the next person.
Your Robin Williams is the same way.
It's amazing.
You look, see? It's incredible. Just like him.
Wow. This is really great for a podcast.
We'll get some pictures of you. Put it up on the website.
Oh, good. Yeah. That'll be great. Maybe a sequence.
Oh, Frank.
I'm just trying to match your energy.
You know what we've just been through? You were in the room. You were there for that.
Oh, you guys have cracked me up. It is funny how much goes on in the Bob and Tom show. I guess people see it because like that guy tweeted me that he saw me falling asleep. Not because of boredom or anything, but just
because you've been up for 3 days.
Yeah, it's just that was it. And I was just the guy's line was great though. He's like, you fall asleep. Then this follow up was, you falling asleep, Frank? No problem. Chick does it 5 days a week.
Did it say that?
The guy said that to me.
I do not.
I didn't
want to
say that
camera.
On the air.
No,
I want to say that on your show.
There's a certain level I go to where I call sanity maintenance. I go there.
Well, you know who I love this morning when the curators came in,
mm-hmm.
because the guy, if I ever was going to classify a person, I would have said that guy's a museum curator.
That guy's a museum.
I'm nothing surprised. Mean about it. Just I watched him talk, and this is how we speak around here.
We work at a museum.
We enjoy. And she was a little bit more bubbly, kind of, but she had information. So
it's kind of like Judge Reinhold should have been a judge. This guy's first name should have been curator.
Yeah, he should have been Curator Smith.
That's right.
But he was great. But I mean, it was just so funny because I'm watching going, no, this guy chose wisely. It's like taking the chalice in Indiana Jones' The Last Crusade.
Yeah.
We named the dog Indiana. You are named after the dog?
Your name is Stuart or whatever. What is Indiana's?
Arthur? Henry Jones
Henry,
Jr.
Henry Jones
Henry
Jr. That's right.
Jones Jr.
The dog's Indiana.
You named the dog Indiana. You are named after the dog. I just did that, but I'll relive it. I mean, I rewound it and played it a bunch of times as a kid. Only a penitent man will pass. Only the penitent man will pass. Penitent
Have you shown pass. The kids that movie yet? The scary movie where the guy who chooses poorly dries up and immediately turns a bag of dust?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's kind of scary, right?
Yeah, try to scare the kids as much as possible.
My wife, for
this,
life,
is how,
right?
This is how dingy my wife is, all right? My wife, at least third grade level reading, and she, No, she's pretty smart. No, she's average.
You know, she
pretty
might.
Though. She's pretty.
She might hear this. You know,
no,
right?
She won't.
Okay.
She we don't allow her to have any Apple devices or anything.
All right. No.
She still has a flip phone. is she? No, she probably bought a better one, didn't she? Hey, Frank.
You gonna put a cap on me?
I don't put a cap in you.
She's a maid girl.
What was the question?
I forget.
No, we need to do this because I was going somewhere with it.
Indiana Jones, you show them this, you scare the
kids. Oh, my wife, my wife went to see Oz with the kids.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was The Wizard of Oz, which she hates the movie The Wizard of Oz. I'm like,
well, what else would it be?
Dr. Oz?
Ozzy Osbourne?
A movie with Oh, by the way, I was watching Dr. Oz the other day, not on purpose. It was just on in the room,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And don't ever look at your watch while I'm talking again. And I don't care how pretty you are now.
And now, all of a sudden?
So Dr. Oz is like, coming up next, this great lady on our show, she captured America's hearts, Snooki. What? Dr. Oz has Snooki on? I don't care how much weight she's lost.
Did you, she have some
all
sort
you
of...
do, there are certain words in my house I don't want to hear. And they are, well, Dr. Oz says, because after that, it's always crap. So Dr. Oz has Snooki on?
I guess. Why would she? Did she go and undergo some sort of?
No, she just had a baby and then she lost a bunch of weight after she had the baby. And apparently she said she did it in a healthy way.
Wow. And no one's ever done that before.
Nope. First time.
Not with that beautiful of a fake tan.
She had a lot of plastic surgery on
her
face.
Why aren't you
too.
More tan? You live in Arizona. Why aren't you more tan?
Because I live in a basement, chick. Trying to figure out how to make money to pay for my wife's credit card bill. How do I do this?
Let's How'd you meet your wife?
Shine.
How'd you meet your wife?
She was in the front row of the Improv in Cleveland, not laughing at anything I did. It was Steve Wilson was emceeing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth Steve Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Trackman was... Do you know Brad?
The name's familiar.
Not as smooth, Brad Trackman.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve's not as smooth as he acts, but go ahead.
Yeah. And then they started kind of hitting on her or whatever. I don't know what was going on, but at the little Harbor Inn next door to the Cleveland Improv in the flats in Cleveland. And I kind of saved her. And then we went over to TGI Fridays.
Nice.
Yeah. I ordered milk and cookies. She thought that was a joke.
You like milk and cookies.
I do. I mean, it's not just for Santa Claus.
That's right.
It's for all of us who give gifts through credit. And she thought that was funny. And then she came out like as a lesbian. No, she she came out to a couple more shows that weekend. And I ended up staying longer so I could spend some time with her. And then 9/11 happened.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like you're...
Like the next day?
It was a Tuesday.
Like a month or so later. Because she was going to fly out. And I didn't see her for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married over the phone.
Oh, you were on a carrier and...
I guess hit my headphone on the mic.
Telegraph.
How does that happen? Wait, if you heard that clunk, that was me turning my head.
That was a MASH episode.
Was it really?
And then how soon did you have a baby?
Joey was born after we got married.
7 months?
No. Joey was married. Joey's married. He's 8. He's living very nicely. Got a model girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's not his wife. He was born, and we got married August 9th. He was born July 26th.
Oh, okay. So 13 months or whatever.
No, it was just under that. It was 11. It was 11 and a half months.
60
right.
weeks.
I mean, she told me I wasn't ready. I didn't think I was ready to be a dad. I mean, you don't know what's coming. And she says, you know, it's going to take a while. All my friends are trying to have kids. They can't have kids. Wait,
bang.
There it is. Bang, mm-hmm. bang, you know. So that was...
Boy and then a girl.
Yeah, and she wants to have like 30 or 40 more.
So you put the stops on that.
Well, I'm not sure I like where the world is going, so the orbit's changing. You guys might not have been heard about this yet.
They're tilted. And-
so not only that, but we were married for such a short time when we had kids. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but... She's always also complaining that we don't do anything. And then I say, well, let's go do it. And she's like, no, I got to watch the kids. Because I don't think she really likes me. But it's always that. It's like, oh, she can't ever get anything done because of the kids. But she wants to have more. And I try to explain, you have more kids. You have less time to... No, they'll watch each other. No, they're not going to watch each other. The 8-year-old, I can't get him to put his socks on.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, that's...
That's crazy.
My son Joey will sit around, like, you have to tell him 25 times. He's a smart kid. He's an 8-year-old who's doing 5th grade math. So he's got some smarts in terms of book smarts. But the kid threw a boomerang yesterday right at the wall next to the neighbor's house, and it went into the neighbor's yard. I mean, I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, you didn't think what? It's a boomerang. We've played with this 100 times. You can't throw the boomerang and hope in a super windy day. There were dust storms. Haboobs.
Haboobs?
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
We're going to make it?
Yeah.
What?
But he does stuff like that. He'll kick a ball at a window.
Would you have liked to have had more time with your wife, just you two?
Because then we never would have had kids. I
don't know how serious you're being or if this is a cry for help.
No. I love my child. They're so different, too. It's just the tough thing is when they're sad. That's...
It's the worst, yeah.
I can't... My son is very slow running-wise, and we're working on it. I mean, we're training.
You can't... You should know, Coach, you can't coach speed.
You know... I know, but
Gruden will tell you that. You can't coach speed.
I'll tell you what, man, when you're that slow, all there is progress. Barack Obama's going forward. It's because for a couple years, all he did was really watch TV and play video games, and we didn't really stop him because that's what I would have done. I didn't want to stop him.
It looks like he's having fun.
He's doing a great job with puzzle solving, and he's good mathematically. Great and all kinds of stuff academically. Other kids have stronger legs, and he's not super fat or anything like that. He's a little chubby, but that's, you know, he's built like Caliendo's and Vitale's. So he's gonna have a lot to. I don't know if he has a metabolism because he's active now, And he's starting to get a little thing. He's conscious of it. And he will stop. He will not have desserts and stuff like that.
My son is the same way. And that's so odd.
My wife gets mad too. She's like, "You can't tell him he's chubby." I'm like, "He's chubby. He gets told he's chubby. I don't tell him it's bad for that he's right. a bad kid or anything." Mm-hmm. But I go, "Let's go run. Let's go do something." I mean, because I know if I'd have been told that when I was a kid, it would have helped me because mm-hmm. I would have done something about it. And he does great. And I tell him, "Hey man, I love you more now that you're thinner."
Okay. You're a better person.
You're
because,
better. Yeah, look at how much better you.
You're just better.
Look at. Mm-hmm.
I always wonder because my son was the. My son's 22 now, but he when he was that age, he just did not care about sports. He wanted to science fiction and comic books and mm-hmm. that sort of. I mean,
what does he do now?
He works in a restaurant and seems very happy.
Right.
And reasonably independent.
Right.
But I mean, he's got that, that far too introspective, analytical. Why do I feel this way? Why don't people like me? It's genetics. I mean,
right.
My mind more or less. And what are you going to do about it?
But yeah. You get off yourself. I mean,
yeah,
not him,
that.
You.
That, no,
you.
I know. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, no, I understand that. That's been thought of. That's not a new thought,
over there, the look is all good.
You're not helping.
Don't bring it up.
You're not helping.
That's not a new thought, Frank. No.
I think what we could do to help you, Chick, is just have.
Wait a minute. How did I get into this?
No, because you have sad eyes.
I have sad eyes. I always have sad eyes.
I know, but we can fix it.
Take them out. Okay. See, they're still going down.
No, they're not. That didn't help. That just was awkward.
Is that crazy eyes?
Crazy sad. That's. He's really Popeye? Gonna do it. Popeye? Yours is better than mine. No problem, Uncle Joey. Welcome to Full House.
So, Frank.
Were you hoping this would be better?
No. You started doing impression. What was your first impression? I hate to ask a hack question.
No. Didn't you remember that?
First impression.
Just looking in the mirror going, "Hey, I'd like some nacho cheese flavor."
Oh, relax. We'll make more, right?
Then turn into beaker.
But I remember you being a tireless self-promoter. Like you were everywhere all at
my
once.
My butt off all the time. I mean, yeah. I killed myself. That's...
Maybe that's why you're tired now.
I'm still tired from that. Well, yeah. Look at what I did today. I flew out here to do this, and I'm flying right back. I mean, talk about bad decisions. No, I mean, certain things. I used to work way harder than I do now. I mean, I first to admit that. I mean, when I first started, I was talking about that with Scott Long, who is a friend of mine.
I'm not familiar with that name.
You,
I know. He's
Billy
right
Short's
over there.
Cousin. Yeah. He was saying, "Man, remember you used to do this all the time?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do remember it, and that's why I don't do it anymore." Yeah. I mean, it was, I would fly into a city 2 days early and start doing radio ahead of time. And now that I have kids, all I want to do is get home. So I just try to maximize everything I can. Are you ready? Oh, I thought you were raising your hand. Like, can I talk?
No, just stitching.
It's like, this is not where you keep your vitamins? Oh, here's one.
How'd you get the Mad TV thing?
I went to L.A. when I was doing stand-up in the colleges, and some people had seen me. Manager and people in his company had seen me, I guess, heard about me and then asked for a videotape, and I sent it to him. And I actually went to L.A. and got offered 3 or 4 different sketch shows that were either in the process or were being put together or on. One of them, I didn't get the offer for Mad TV right away, but I got offered a development deal to do a show at Warner Brothers, which I took. I got offered an MTV show. This is my first day.
First two, three days
in Hollywood. Offered a deal with NBC. I took the WB deal, and that became Tripe, the show I was talking about earlier. And then that got, when that got canceled, because we started out, and they were going to make the whole, they wanted it to be huge, because it was like, tonight on Hype Night on the WB. Mm-hmm. You know you're in trouble, and 3 weeks later, it's the WB Sunday.
What happened to Hype?
Steve Harvey.
We don't talk about that.
So we knew we were in, that was going away. But I'd met with Mad TV and done a couple auditions there when I first came out to L.A. And then when Hype was canceled, there was a chance to try and get into the loop over at Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And see if they wanted me or Mad TV. Mad TV just made me an offer, said, "We'll put you on the show." So I thought, you know what? I'll just take that because I'm, you know, why take the chance? At the time, Jimmy Fallon and Daryl Hammond were there, and they were going to do all the impressions and have first and second dibs on everything anyways. Right. So I wasn't going to have a chance to do anything. Plus, live, I never felt I was very good at. I would rather, in sketch, you know, shoot like little short film kind of things and stuff like that. So, mad, they just put me on the stand-up, put me on the show. So, and I did that. I mean, Bobby Lee and I were talking about a couple years ago or a couple weeks ago on a podcast, and he goes, the three of his worst years of his life. And earlier that week, he had admitted that he had been fondled as a child for three summers. And he said that the Mad TV was worse. Oh my God. Didn't realize he was saying that.
Wow.
But that's what it was a weird place, man. I mean, there were a lot of people there that were just mad that it wasn't Saturday Night Live and didn't get the press. And I was like, well, you have to go out and make your own press and make your own stuff happen because you're not Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live has it done. They'll always be the number
franchise,
one. Yeah. I mean, there's no way. Plus, it's live. You can always do stuff. People don't think about that. It's live that day, so they can edit up to the last second. Mm-hmm. And it might not be acted out the greatest, because they made a lot of changes. You know, things are changing constantly. That's a very hard show to do. Not like this.
The three worst years of his life, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and he's...
Do you think any comedian is happy with their audience and their place and fame and the money they're making?
See, to me, I always, you know, as soon as you start thinking about that stuff, you, to me, start to get depressed. Because you look away, you always think, oh, I could have done this. If I didn't have kids, I'd have had a totally different life. I mean, I would have probably kept working and doing a lot of different things, but I'm glad I didn't, because most of those people that's all they do is comedy end up dying early. Mm-hmm. If you ever, you know,
and they're miserable.
You look at a guy like a Richard Jenny, who is a brilliant and a genius, but I think all he really had was comedy. And when comedy isn't going as well, the guy was still brilliant, but he wasn't making the same money he was still doing well. And he didn't have the same notoriety. I think that got to. I didn't know the guy well. I just going off of what I hear, but I see people. And whenever you think about, oh, I wish I'd have done that, and you start comparing yourself to other people, that's when you start to get disappointed in yourself.
But everybody does it all the time.
Yeah, you know, I cut it out. As soon as I start thinking, I just stop. Because then I get sad that I'm not Daniel Tosh, you know? You look at a thing like Tosh, and it's funny because I remember him opening for me at like this semi-corporate gig. And to think about that guy can't even walk anywhere right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Daniel Tosh walks somewhere, people are like, oh, Daniel Tosh. I walk in, they're like, did I go to high school with you?
So what is it about you that you're able to keep expectations? Because he's kind of like that. He wants, not that he wants huge, bigger fame, but he has big expectations, whether it's a lunch or this podcast or whatever.
You have big expectations for a lunch?
Like the
Theismann Steakhouse?
Yeah, Joe and I. Yeah.
But you've had plenty of success, but yet you've able to, is it your Midwest upbringing? Is it you just have a good perspective? What is it?
No, I think you just can't, why compare yourself to other people?
Well, you
people?
Know, though, you seem like you're not happy. Can I tell you that?
Oh, really?
Right?
I think he's just sleepy.
I don't see that.
Oh, you mean in his in the conversation he seems unhappy.
In the conversation you don't seem happy.
I don't know. I'm just bringing stuff up to have. I mean, I made most of the stuff up.
You're not even really Frank Caliendo.
No,
are you? You're Frank's
dad. Hey, I'm Frank's dad. Give me money.
Okay, see, what just happened there? What just happened there?
My dad likes to gamble.
Jeez.
Do you gamble?
My dad
ever?
Has a friend who followed a slot machine around. He followed a slot machine around because he thought it was a winner.
Was it the Triple Diamond Deluxe?
I don't know. My dad thought the guy was a genius for doing it. It's like, he follows this machine around. He knows it's going to pay off. He knows it's good. The stupidest thing I've ever heard. Hey, where does he live? Oh, he lives out of his car.
Atlantic City?
He's like, he does what? He's doing, no, he's like, he's doing really well. I'm like, where does he live? In his car. Well, if he was doing really well, wouldn't he have a house or something? He just lived out of his car.
Your phone rings, you look at the number, and you see it's... You don't answer. Who is it?
Chick McGee.
I don't have your number. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, is your dad calling?
I don't answer the phone. I don't know. I don't answer.
If your dad calls you, you answer the phone?
No, I tell him to text me.
Mm.
I just had a big fight with my dad this week.
About what?
Earth.
Are you the oldest, the middle,
yeah,
the baby?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oh.
My dad does this thing.
See, that's all special.
There's
kinda
a thing with Caliendos. There's a genetic.
Is there an Italian kind of a?
A whole lot of it.
Alpha. Alpha.
No, I mean,
you want to beat your dad up. One of those things.
No, I love my dad. I just think he's wrong about everything. It's you can love people who don't know what they're talking about. It's one of those things where. He just loves attention, and he can't go without. If I'm in public, I just kind of want to sit around. And
I know you said that's his thing. He goes and tells everybody he's your dad.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, doesn't like just tell you.
Not out of pride.
He wears name like
not out of pride, Frank, but to get attention.
I
for
think
himself.
So. Yeah, but because I've seen it from other people, you know, in the family.
Well, it's different when your parents are proud of you and they're.
I think
they're
he's proud, but
you.
I think it's also his biggest conversation starter ever.
Sure,
my son's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Is that his voice? Is that pretty good?
That's it.
Hmm.
Frank, if you're going to smoke pot, use clean needles. So I never did drugs, man.
What about your mom? Don't
talk to her.
Okay.
My dad once said, we're playing baseball in high school. And he goes, that's it. Now slide into second with your helmet off.
What?
Doesn't make sense. That's the kind of stuff he says. My mom's very nice. Sweet person.
Are your parents still together?
No, they got divorced a few years ago, which...
Oh, wow. How long have they been married?
Too long.
Obviously.
I think they were like Frank and Estelle Costanza. I don't have it. No, I don't know what's going on here, and you're gone!
Yeah, but you...
If you don't want to scoot the seat up, don't blame the mechanism.
I don't know what your problem is. Well, let me explain something to you. This is not going to work.
My favorite is when he's explaining the Festivus episode. I went to the toy store to get my son George a doll. There was only one left. And I reached for it the same time another guy did. And as I was beating him with the doll, there must be a better way. And that's how he invented Festivus. So is your dad like George Costanza's dad, Frank Costanza?
No. My dad looks like Mr. Roper, Norman Fell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He does the same look, too. Like, to the camera. So I look into the camera when somebody says, like, a sexual innuendo. No, I mean, I've always been independent. When I was 18 years old, I just brought my because my dad would always use car insurance against us. Like, I pay for your car insurance. So I was 18, I put my car insurance down and said, I'm out. Yeah! Seinfeld, I know. I mean, I just don't like that. That's why I rarely accept favors from people. And stuff like that, like gifts, because they always want something back.
Yeah, rarely does someone give you a gift and go, this is because I care and I love you.
Even if they don't have the plan, someday they use it to go, you know.
Remember that time?
I'll take little things, like a piano.
We've talked about that before. That's why I don't have any friends, really.
Why? Because you don't give?
They eventually want something.
They always want, hey.
Yeah,
I know,
well, it's got to be tough, especially because when you're so known in your local area, right? That, I mean, I always look at that. The radio guys are so, like, you can, other than like the Tonight Show, but you could be on TV anywhere and be a big television show, and nobody knows who you are compared to like a big morning radio show. You know what I mean? Because your picture's around, might be small.
Well, it all changed when everybody got websites and.
Right. Well, I always said, I remember I was one of the first people to go and know this web thing. I was in here checking my web hits every time, and you'd laugh at me. Like, I got 500 hits on the website just now. And you're like,
Frank. Is that what I do?
This will never take off.
This computer is a fad.
Well, to me, it became like TV. I mean, it just made it as good because you now could put the face with the voice, and all of a sudden, it was just as good. They would know who you are.
I was in the drugstore the other day and didn't think anybody, you know, I'd been in there a bunch of times and didn't think, you know, I was conducting commerce or whatever. And all of a sudden I'm at the checkout and this girl goes, hey, can you get me a Bob and Tom t-shirt? Just like I go, what?
The great part was you were wearing long sleeves and you pulled one out like a magician. I did. Yes, I can.
That's right behind your ear. Whoosh. And she was happy. So there you go. What are you going to do?
What did you do? Punch her?
No, I said, yeah, I'll see what I can do. You know, what do you say?
That's chick's go-to. I'll see what I can do.
But then you have the people that, like you
don't want to say no.
At Lowe's or wherever it was, a hardware store who came up to you and just gave you a compliment.
I was nice to that guy. I don't know how I lucked out. At that point,
how he lucked out, or
no? How I lucked out being nice to him, and he turns into,
or maybe he lucked.
There's another radio guy in Bloomington, Indiana, who works on the radio. It's a station called 92.3 WTTS.
Oh, I was just saying, his name is Chuck McGuay. So he's the happiest guy you've ever met. He's
bizarro chick.
It's unbelievable.
And I had dinner with him, you know, last year or whatever. And he goes, you don't probably remember this, but when I was like 13 or 14, you were making an appearance at a hardware store. And you were very nice to me, and you inspired me to get into radio. And I said, I have that story is unique. Congratulations.
How many kids have the opposite story?
Because sadly. And okay, now we're going to start crying. Anyway.
Did you get a text?
No, I just, yes, okay. I hadn't, I usually lie first when I say something.
That's fine.
my wife, I hadn't heard from her all morning, and I just want to make sure she was alive so she could spend more money.
Wake up, honey, time's a-wasting. You gotta get over to such and
such
store.
We're drawing interest, yeah.
So I'm still curious about your dad, Frank. Does he go to many of your shows?
Anyone he can.
And does he bring his buddies with him?
He's like, I met this guy at the casino. Yeah. Can you give him a ticket? Have you ever met him before today?
Nope.
But he's got it going on. He lives in his car.
I mean, I'm telling you. He wanted that guy who lived in his car to come live at my house. I'm like, no, that's a terrible idea. And I told him that. Is an awful idea.
Does he live close by?
My dad?
Yeah.
No, he lives in Wisconsin still.
For now.
How many siblings do you have?
Are you worried about that? Yeah.
What?
How many siblings?
Two brothers. Two younger brothers. Oh. Rico is, 15 months younger than me, something like that. And then Terry is two or three. They're 3 years younger than me.
Rico, Frank and Terry.
Frankie, Rico, and Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, Frankie, Rico.
Terry. Where did Terry come from? Named him?
I think, Rico was, first of all, Frank was because my dad wanted another him. Rico was because my dad gave my mom two choices. That's how things worked in, you know, older school Italian. My dad would be like, you can have a son named Rico, or you can have a son named Rocco. And she chose Rico because it was cuter. And then Terry was because my mother's brother, my uncle, his name was Terry. So they got.
Is there Alphonse in there for middle name or anything?
Rico is Rico Lewis. I'm Frank Lee. I really am Frankly.
Frank, you're an adverb.
I'm adverbial. And Terry is Terry Lee. And one time my mom was telling. My mom was telling my wife, I gave all the kids the same middle name. And Rico goes, my middle name's Lewis. She's initial. Like, well, maybe I gave them all the same initial. Yeah. How does that, how are you that far out of it, Ma?
What do they do?
What?
Your brothers.
They both work for me.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Rico does like all the accounting. I know. A guy named Rico Caliendo doing accounting. That sounds legit.
You're only good as your last earn.
And Terry is
webmaster.
Terry's the webmaster and does a lot of that. You know, it's funny because he used to do the social media stuff where he would actually do the posts on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that before I started realizing, he's terrible at this as far as content goes. Mm-hmm. But he'll throw out the stuff like, Frank's going to be here, or I'll be here. If you see that on the... Mm-hmm. On Twitter, it's like, I'll be at, most of the time that's Terry sending out an automated thing. But if it's a joke, I don't let him do jokes because his jokes usually are just weird.
You had a couple good
he's funny, but
tweets for the basketball game. I forget. A couple good ones. I forget what they were. But
Oh, this last weekend?
Yeah.
When is this? When are we airing? Are we doing this live right now?
No.
I'm just
next
kidding.
Next week.
I knew it wasn't. But I just didn't know when. I thought.
Do you realize people don't know when you're lying?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I'm just what? Asking. I was just when? Asking. Just now.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sun'll come out.
Why'd you quit or Vegas?
To be here with you.
You quit, didn't you? You quit.
Yeah, I just do. I just didn't like people. No, it just. I'm just looking. See, a lot of these things, I'm looking for jokes. Vegas is a weird animal, and when you're there all the time, because you see the same person, they're just in different shells. So you see the guy who's not with his wife. You see the drunk guy who's, you know, with that guy's wife.
Right.
Yeah, and people, I've lost money.
I don't know. When I went, we went to Vegas with the show back in like 90, 89 or 90 or something. And we were there for from Friday afternoon until the following Sunday.
This is one of my favorite trick stories. Go ahead and tell them what you told your wife.
A whole week? Over a week?
Is this the sock story?
No, what? Didn't you tell her what? No, maybe that was Florida. You said this is the
you get
best.
Florida and Vegas
no,
confused?
I just get his.
Oh no! Two
story.
Weeks after I got married for the second time.
How many times have you been married?
Three.
Are you married now?
No.
No, we're not.
We're not married.
We're not together.
I wouldn't.
We're not even.
No.
Weren't you?
We were.
Oh God, that was awkward for you.
No, it's not. No.
We're not okay. Even really in the same room right now.
Right.
Really, you guys aren't even together anymore?
No. Mm-mm.
And you work together? That's mm-hmm. sweet. Stupid. One of the
that seems to be the common response.
Yeah.
Is that how stupid this is?
No, it's good.
One of us has got to quit, I guess.
Maybe are you seeing anybody, chick?
Hmm? Are you seeing anybody? No.
Good. That's good for her. How about you?
No, I'm good.
Seems like it. You seem happier. All right.
What about me? Do I seem happier?
No, not
or
at all. Sad eyes.
I was sad. I've been sad. I was sad when we were together.
Yeah.
Are you really that sad?
Hmm? Mm.
I don't think you are. I think it's a big thing to just keep people away. I'm sad. I might die soon. Oh, I'm going to get away from that guy. let's go watch some TV a little bit.
Well, it just goes back to him being on his own as a kid, and that's how he's comfortable. Maybe that is it.
Well, I'm a loner. I mean, I've always been a loner. I don't know about you, but...
So that's why you got married and had a kid 13 months later, and then...
No, I mean, But I need time to myself. I love that I have... If I didn't have the family, I'd be a mess, I think. I think I wouldn't be happy. I think I'd be sitting around going, this is... You know, if you go on TV and it sucks, or you go on a podcast...
And it sucks.
And it sucks. That's all you have.
Right.
You know, but when you have a family, so much other stuff can go wrong at home
mm-hmm.
that
it's not that big
you know,
of a deal.
It's not, yeah. I mean, you always have different things going on.
And you always have something else to look forward to.
Yeah. Keep talking for me.
You're Help me. I'm just a great. No, I mean, there's so many things that can disappoint you. And yeah, your kids will disappoint you, but not in the way that everybody else around you can.
Yeah, I mean, I try to teach my wife because she expects people to get stuff right and do things. I go, don't have expectations for people. I go, the reason you're
never
always
underestimate the power of other people to disappoint you.
Yeah, whenever you're, she's always upset. I'm like, why? Well, because this person, I go, that's your problem. You expected somebody to do something. Don't just rely on yourself. And you're, you know, we. Although,
did
I mean,
Big Frank teach you that?
No, he's like, get something from anybody. Make them do it for you. Make them do it for you. Yeah. That's why I had kids, so I didn't have to cut the lawn. That's what he used to say.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's true. My dad thought we were gardeners.
So where do you get your work ethic then? I mean, you work really hard.
I did. I don't.
You worked really hard, so you don't have to work as hard now? I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, once I went to ESPN and it opened my eyes, like, oh, I could find some fun new stuff to do. It's not mm-hmm. the same old, same old. But I don't know. I have trouble multitasking now. I used to be really good at handling three or four or five situations at the same time. Now I don't do that as much anymore. I dread people calling me and saying, yeah, we got this TV show we want you to do. And I was like, I don't want to do it. Where is it? Was it to leave my house?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I had to. What?
You know, there was one thing.
They called me to do celebrity wife swap.
No.
And I had thought about it for, I didn't, well, I said, my initial thing was no, because I don't want the family involved in this stuff. Then my wife was like, oh, let's do it. How much? And so I thought about it for a little bit, and I was going to go back and say, I think maybe we could do it. And I want to hear more about it. And I'm like, we're a Hollywood family, quote unquote, and you know, we get traded out with the country bumpkins. Turns out we were the country bumpkins.
Oh,
and they wanted to mix us with a model, you know, a upscale model, New York supermodel family. And I'm like, you're going to turn me into, you know, I'm Duck Dynasty then? What is this? So I was like, no, I don't know. Yeah. So I don't trust reality shows. When they used to say you want to do a celebrity or a bigger name, Last Comic Standing. No. Why? Because it's edited. And it's edited to change the outcome the way you want it to be, no matter what you're doing.
And they have the final say on how they
absolutely edit. And you can't change any of that stuff. I mean, I see so many. How bad do people want to get on television? I mean, that's the funny thing. I turned down lots of things and they're like, you're crazy.
Well, but how bad did you want to get on TV initially?
I tried to think about that. And but I didn't do my first Tonight Show because it was my daughter's. I'd never done the Tonight Show. It was my daughter's first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it because I just figured, hey, this will happen again.
Right.
But I wouldn't do stupid stuff. I always hated to do stupid stuff on television. It's just like, where then you're that guy forever. Right. Now I'm just, you know, that guy who does voices.
Have you seen the Paul Williams documentary? Paul Williams still alive or something?
I couldn't see him over the piano, but
But he did. Ugh. He's one of those guys who did everything. Like they threw everything at him, and he said yes to everything.
Yeah,
and
I mean, there was a point where I said yes to too much.
Yeah,
I mean, I was doing that, but it's you're trying to get out there. I mean, there were certain things I would. I mean, like you do local interviews and they're like, okay, we're going to have you behind a curtain and you're going to do voices. We're going to guess who they are. Well, that'll sell some tickets if you get it wrong.
That didn't happen.
They do it all the time. People, they come up with that. Like TV producers in local TV markets come up with the worst ideas. They're like, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm from the 50s.
Is this Edward G. Robinson's aunt?
Yeah.
Or uncle or who
so,
is?
So they would... They'll come up with these things. How about you are outside in a car? Why? Can't just interview me or I don't want to do it. I mean, I'm here to sell tickets, not just be on television. So many people just want to be on television. They don't even know why they're there. I mean, they're the people waving behind a broadcaster at a basketball game. Hey, look at me. Right. I'm
on TV.
Idiot.
I exist. I'm on TV. Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean... I just thought people say, well, don't you want to be? This is a huge audience. I'm like, and what? Look like an idiot to a huge audience?
Yeah.
I can look like an idiot to a few people and it's good, but you're going to go be a moron in front of 5 million people. Why? What does that do for me?
Nothing.
No. Punch him in the neck.
Nuts. You wanted to say nuts.
I was thinking nuts.
How do I find out where you're going to be, Frank?
You don't.
FrankCaliendo.com.
You go sign up for a psychic class? Gosh, I am turning into you.
Angry. Am I angry? Do I seem angry?
Yeah. I'm like Walter Dunham's puppet. What the hell is this all about?
I've just about had it with you.
I've had it with you, Jeff. I'm tired of you, Jeff. FrankCaliendo.com. Twitter is at Frank Caliendo. Facebook, I'm on there somehow. I don't know.
And on ESPN. The draft coming
draft,
up.
Draft. Some basketball stuff. A little basketball stuff.
All right.
Any insight to work with ESPN? It's like, oh, that's why they're so big. That's why they're so huge. I mean, is it?
I always wondered why it took them so long to say, if you work for ESPN, you can't be on. Because we used to be able to talk to some of the ESPN guys on the Bob and Tom Show. They would call. And
I think it depends on who the people are.
But now, if it's not an ESPN radio affiliate, you can't talk to them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you're on.
Maybe I'm not here.
We'll see.
I've never had anybody bring that up, but also I am not like one of their insiders or something like that. Yeah. And if they said that to me, I'd be like, I can't do it. I'd say the way I make a living is going on different shows to promote what I'm doing. If I was only on there, if they were going to commit to making sure I sold out arenas across the world. Yeah, that's fine, but I can't do that.
That's what happened to Vital. That's why we can't talk to him anymore.
Really?
Because he and we got some sort of special.
Are you being serious?
Pass or yeah, he used to call us every week.
A long time ago, it used to be that you could do it, but you couldn't get paid for it. I remember that in the days Dan Patrick used to do a lot of call-ins. Hmm. Oh, people, but I don't know about that.
Maybe this is all hearsay. We'll find out.
I'm just lying. Could be Dickie V.
Guess we do know.
I don't
want to
do it, baby.
Thanks, Frank. Here we go. Oh, you'll like this one. Thanks, Frank. You name that song?
Rapper's Delight.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Good night, Jason.
Good night.
Good night, everybody!